It is Monday, November 26, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for KUAF comes from Walton Art Center and the 10x10 Art Series, featuring All is Calm, the Christmas Truce of 1914, Thursday night at 7. This holiday musical recalls the World War I truce between Allied and German forces in No Man's Land on Christmas Eve, 1914. Tickets and information available at waltonartcenter.org or 443-5600. Support also comes from Eureka Springs, the Victorian Mountain Village, featuring art, music, dining, lodging, various attractions, and outdoor activities. Information, including a visitor's vacation planner, an events calendar, newsletter registration, and more, available on the web at eurekasprings.org. Ahead on Ozarks, how food and explosive population growth in Fayetteville might be related. We'll find out how research at the University of Arkansas is creating a plan to make a larger city self-sustainable when it comes to food. Plus, the Ozarks Chorale spends most Tuesdays inside a middle school cafeteria working toward public concerts. But first, if you drove through Springdale yesterday, you may now be aware that liquor stores in the city began Sunday alcohol sales yesterday. The Sunday sales come after the Washington County Election Commission last week certified the vote on the issue, in which voters in the city approved by a 52-48% margin, a margin of fewer than 600 votes. As per the new law, Springdale liquor stores are allowed to sell liquor between the hours of 10 a.m. and midnight on Sundays. At the beginning of last month, the Fayetteville Farmers Market petitioned the Fayetteville City Council to amend its vending and peddling ordinance so the market at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks could have extended days and hours of operation. The council voted unanimously to amend the ordinance, leaving one more procedural hurdle for the market to overcome. Senior city planner Andrew Garner says that although the farmers market is the sole business allowed to operate for profit in city parks, the expanded operations of the farmers market requires planning commission approval.
If the commission approves it, they could go ahead and start immediately. They have an existing permit to be at the botanical gardens, and what they're mainly wanting to do, they're wanting to change their permit slightly to allow for a really large, like a fireworks tent type thing to be installed at the Lake Fayetteville Park in this meadow right next to the botanical gardens. So adding the tent is one of the reasons they're having to go back to the commission.
At its meeting earlier this month, the Planning Commission tabled the issue. Senior city planner Andrew Garner says that some commissioners were concerned about where market customers would park.
There's a stream that's really close to the area. It's going to be just kind of in an open meadow, and where people were parking, it wasn't really clear on the documents that were turned in how close they were going to be to the stream. And the city does have a streamside protection ordinance, and so I think they wanted to have the farmers market confirm exactly where the parking areas were going to be.
The issue was tabled at the request of the farmers market because only five planning commissioners were present at the November 13th meeting. The request needed five votes to pass, and representatives from the farmers market wanted to wait for a vote by the full planning commission to help the request's chances of success. The planning commission will meet this evening at 5:30. Governor Mike Beebe is encouraging Arkansans to receive flu vaccines. He says it's one of the best ways to protect yourself and others, especially those with higher risks of getting the flu, like pregnant women, children, and seniors. In his weekly radio address, the governor says he's pleased with improvement the state has made in the past year.
In 2011, about 1.3 million people received the flu vaccine in our state. That's closing in on almost half our population. As impressive as that number is, even more impressive is our progress. Arkansas had the largest single-year increase in overall flu immunizations of any state in the union. We jumped from 27th place in 2010 to 10th place in just 1 year.
The governor says he hopes there will be even more people receiving flu shots this year. Vaccines are available at pharmacies and health providers throughout the state. Last week, the Fayetteville Town and Gown Committee met, and during the meeting, they weighed in on a University of Arkansas request for funding from the city's Advertising and Promotion Commission. At issue is a $1 million request that the University of Arkansas has put in to help build a performing arts center on the U of A campus. The Town and Gown Committee voted 10-3 in favor of the A&P Commission awarding the funding to the university, but just to the tune of $125,000 semi-annually. Steve Clark is the president of the Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce and a member of the Town and Gown Committee. He says the committee's decision was made based on the idea that the university is a major economic engine in the city.
And it's not just around athletics. It's around the arts and culture and history and development of skills. So whether it's the Walton College of Business with the various seminars that they put on, or it's the School of Fine Arts and the saxophone ensembles or the symphony music that they do, or it's the School of Agriculture and it's the hands-on training they provide for the farmers and others in our community who are involved in food production, crop production, or it's the law school and who's bringing in lawyers from across the state to keep abreast of current changes in the law. The university is every day contributing to the economic development of Fayetteville.
The Town and Gown Committee is comprised of members of the university, city appointees, and city residents. Though the committee reached a majority in its recommendation to the A&P Commission, the city appointees on the committee abstained from the vote, stating concerns that recommending a dollar amount to be awarded to the university was out of the purview of the committee. The Advertising and Promotion Commission is expected to take up the issue again at its meeting next month. Tomorrow morning, traffic will be opened onto the completed sections of the new roundabout at North Hills Boulevard near Washington Regional Medical Center. Traffic will be restricted to one lane as construction crews continue to finish converting the intersection from a four-way stop. According to the city, the project is expected to be completed by the end of this year. The University of Arkansas Razorback volleyball team is ending a six-year absence from the NCAA Division I Women's Volleyball National Championship Tournament. Yesterday, Arkansas was invited to the tournament as an at-large team. The Razorbacks will open tournament play Friday afternoon against Wichita State in the sub-regional that takes place in Lawrence, Kansas. The other two teams in that sub-regional are number 11 national seed Kansas and Cleveland State. Should the Razorbacks win Friday, they would continue play for at least another round in Lawrence, Kansas. Partly cloudy tonight. Low will be 34 in the Arkansas River Valley, dipping to 23 in northwest Arkansas. Tomorrow, clear, high in the lower 50s. And for Tuesday night, clear, lows near 30 in the Arkansas River Valley and mid-20s tomorrow night for northwest Arkansas.